Dave Brandon asked her if if she would head up fundraising for the athletic department. And so she agreed to do that. Very passionate, very excited, very experienced. But she understands numbers, and she understands metrics, and she understands business planning, because she knew he did. And she walked in at a point in time, after probably a listening tour, but she said, let me lay this out to you. We have 86,000 people who have indicated that they are willing to support athletics at Michigan. She says, I have 12 people who report to me, four of those who are support staff. She said, there's no way we can cover it. You know, we're going to be effective, but what I really need to do is triple my staff. And I think this will, and I can, here's what I think will be the return on the investment for doing that. Dave said, according to her, you know, this is a good business plan. It lays it out what we're going to do in 3 years. In 3 years, if you think you can do that, great. If you can't, consequences, but I'm going to support it. And so she has tripled her staff. These are the kinds of things that we need to be thinking about if we're going to get serious about, in the long run, private giving. Not only from an individual standpoint, but on the corporate and foundation side as well. So anyway, it's been great. Thank you, and go Illinois.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Wait for 1 second. Earlier today, during the voting, the University of Illinois trustees voted on a proclamation for you unanimously, and it's located here. And I thought I would just, I'd like to present it to you. And I'd like to read it, if that's okay. Maybe I'd ask Bob to present it, and I'll read it. You began your tenure as president and CEO of the University of Illinois Foundation, an independent, not-for-profit organization, on January 1st, 2000, and brought with you a philosophy based on principles that have fostered great success: the importance of developing relationships in fundraising, the need for administering the gifts received, and the importance of good stewardship of gifts and donors. A Nebraska native, you spearheaded fundraising efforts at Syracuse University before your arrival at the University of Illinois. You have developed and maintained strong relationships with individuals and organizations and oversaw some of the best years in foundation history. The Brilliant Futures campaign is a prime example. Publicly launched in 2007, Brilliant Futures was an ambitious effort to raise $2.25 billion with goals that emphasized access and excellence for faculty and students. By the end of the campaign on December 31st, 2011, the final total contribution was $2.43 billion. At the time, Brilliant Futures was one of the 20 largest fundraising campaigns in higher education history. During the campaign, more than $341 million was raised for scholarships, fellowships, and other forms of student support. At the same time, more than 140 endowed chairs and professorship funds were established. During your time at the University of Illinois, many new facilities were built, in large part under through support and private giving that occurred under your leadership. You also instituted several measures within the foundation that enhanced the organization and fundraising across the university, including creation of business intelligence units that generate and analyze fundraising data, in-house training and educational programs, and a program that focuses on high-level donor prospects. From major gifts to annual giving support, university fundraising was elevated under your watch. A record was broken in 2011 when UIF student callers raised more than $285,000 in a single day. Another significant fundraising effort under your direction is the Access Illinois Presidential Scholarship Initiative, a three-year, $100 million effort to increase funds for scholarships, fellowships, and other student financial support for students on the Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield campuses. Your vision and fundraising prowess have helped the university weather some of the most difficult economic times in the history of our state and nation. For your dedicated stewardship and leadership of the University of Illinois Foundation, the Board of Trustees and the officers of the University of Illinois hereby express its gratitude, offers its congratulations to you on your retirement, and wishes you